31. Devin Perro on the stop. Sets up a fourth down. They'll give him a yard on the carry. Fourth down, five to go.
He was celebrating with fellow defensive tackle Kane Milliken. The two of them together are there and ready because, like we mentioned many times tonight, on third down, the guy they want to get the ball to is Aaron Sines, and this time the D tackles hold their ground, stuff the middle lane, and bring him down for short game. Fourth and five coming up, and Coach Langs wants to talk about it.
8:23 left in the fourth quarter. A critical fourth down, 5 yards to go for USA. Upcoming, you're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. 30-24, Vassar leading.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
A huge fourth down upcoming for the Patriots. They trail by 6 points. Trailing the first time of the night as Vassar score in this fourth quarter with 10:44 remaining.
This is a
keep
big,
it inside,
big
T formation.
Play here for the USA Patriots on offense. Got to have this if they're going to stay in this game.
Foley under center, rolling to his right. And Siebert actually with the carry.
He looks
out
short
to the 32-yard line. It's going to be very close to the first down marker. He might have it by
it
about a foot.
On the spot.
Maybe two. He was stopped by Colton Fabro. And there's the signal. Mr. Geiger says it's first down. And move the chains as USA converts on yet another critical fourth down.
Oh, they got just enough. Probably half a football's length. Nice, powerful run by Colton Siebert, dragging defenders to that first down marker and getting a fresh set of downs. And now USA can get back to their game here on first and 10.
8 minutes remain in regulation. 30-24, Vassar leading. Working off the left hash at the 33-yard line. T formation, Foley under center. He's going to keep it for himself, rolling to his right, passing. And this one's overthrown. He had Trent LaPrance streaking down the far sideline. And this was overthrown. Morrison in coverage, but we have a flag on the play at the 40-yard line on the other side of the play, near the sideline on the left hash. It is a hold against Vassar. Defensive holding against Vassar. So instead of a second down and 10 to go, it is a first down and 10. From, not sure yet.
Yeah, they're still trying to figure out what they want to do here, Clark.
Well, according to that spot, it's a 9-yard penalty. We'll say 10 yards on the defensive hold. And so now they're at the 42-yard line. First and 10 for USA. Nick Perry scores again for Cass City. It's now 48-20 over Reese. 7:40 remaining. USA trying to put a drive together, trailing by 6 points. It's a fullback right through the middle. He rumbles out to about the 48-yard line. And that would be number 10, Aaron Sines. He's shy of the first down marker by about two and a half yards. Second down, 3 yards to go, a 7-yard gain for Aaron Sines.
And right through the middle, Aaron Sines gets between those two defensive tackles of Vassar, and when he does, there's a little bit of running room for him. Gets a great start on first down, all of 6 yards, maybe 7 yards on first down, bringing up second and a middle yardage about three. They could do just about anything here. Vassar defense going to have to be awake and ready.
Robbie Atwood's fourth tackle on the night. Second down, 3 yards to go, and Foley keeps it for himself. He has the first down. He's all the way out to the 45-yard line of Vassar territory, a 7-yard gain. Move the chains for USA. This drive started at the 10:44 mark. in the fourth quarter. They've already ripped off about 4 minutes on this drive, which started at the 21-yard line in their own territory.
That's Robbie Atwood's fifth tackle of the game for Vassar. Two in a row now for him. Doing a nice job on defense, but he's making the tackles after they've gotten the 4-yard gain.
First down. First down, 10 to go from the 46-yard line. Vassar crowding the line with nine men. It's a pitch out to the right to Siebert.
Has
the edge
line.
At the 45-yard line, going to the far sideline, and drags his defender all the way out to the 35-yard line. And a flag comes out of the pocket at the 38-yard line. This could go either way. Siebert went out for
the only thing I could think
arm,
of,
but it could be a face
right,
mask.
Would he have grabbed
Siebert.
The face mask?
A personal foul against Siebert of USA. So this probably a face mask. As the striped men are meeting to discuss.
That's the only penalty it could be, Clark. There were no defenders over on that sideline. Literally the tackler Morrison and the running back Siebert, and that's exactly what it is. Offensive face mask, he goes for the stiff arm, which is legal, but you cannot grab the face mask as the offensive player. He's going to get nailed for that 15 yards back in the other direction.
And a 15-yard penalty against Siebert. Pushes, makes it first down and a ways to go. First down marker is at the Vassar 36-yard line. They are at the USA 47. First down, 17 yards to go. 6 minutes, 5 seconds left. T formation working off the right hash, far side of your radio. Right to left across your radio are the Patriots in their blue home uniforms. Homecoming night. From Unionville Sebring, handoff to Aaron Sines out to the 50-yard line for a 4-yard gain, brought down by Colton Fabro, whose ninth tackle on the evening leads Vassar's defense.
Yeah, he makes a nice tackle. They give it to Aaron Sines. He goes right through the middle and just barely gets through those big defensive tackles. And right there is the linebacker to make the play. Their leading tackler on the night, Fabro, nine of them to be exact. Brings up second and quite long now for the Patriots. So the Vulcans doing what they have to do after that penalty goes their way.
Sandusky takes out Brown City 34-12 for final score. And Sandusky clinches the Greater Thumb Conference East Division the first time since 2004. Second down, 14 yards to go for USA. It's a handoff right through the middle out to about the 46-yard line on that bottom of that pile. Is Aaron Sines brought down by Kane Milliken of Vassar. It's a 3-yard gain, third down, 11 yards.
Kane Milliken, one of the leading tacklers from the season for this Vulcan defense, probably heard us talking. He's not the leading tackler tonight, so he instantly gets in on the next play, makes the tackle, giving him 8 tackles on the evening. And again, right up the middle is the running game for USA. Milliken makes the tackle. Third and 10, maybe 11 yards now for the Patriots.
In between the hash marks at the Vassar 46-yard line. A pitch out to the left to Siebert, and Vassar read it from the get-go and pushes him back to the 49-yard line for a loss of 3 yards on the play, led by number 51, Devin Perro, all 300 pounds, surging towards the backfield.
Tyler Humbert, though, started this play. He got into the backfield quickly and knocked the running back. He did shake the tackle, but it slowed him up tremendously. And number 51, Devon Perro, the defensive lineman, 5'10", 300 pounds of nothing but athleticism, makes the tackle in the backfield. Fourth and 14, and the Vassar crowd are standing up now.
3 minutes, 45 seconds left in this ball game. Vassar leads by 6 points, 30-24, and now we have a whistle, and it's a timeout in Vassar. As Jason Kiss wants to discuss this one with his Vulcan squad, the crowd erupts on the far sideline. As you're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hey folks, RJ McGarra, Internet Sales Manager at Moore Motor Sales in Caro here. Check out our webpage at www.themooreautogroup.com for these hot deals. We have a 2015 Dodge Grand Caravan. Internet price to sell at only $18,997. Or how about a 2015 Lincoln Navigator? This is a dealer demo that not only has some great pricing, we can also offer 0% for 72 months financing. You'll get these great deals and more at www.themooreautogroup.com.